the Hotshot Whiz Kids Podcast Network. Beep, boop, boop, boop.
Hey, it's half past never o'clock. We are the Hotshot Whiz Kids with Mike Klein Jr., Mark Davila. What is it? What is it now?
Hey, buddy.
What are you, Mr. Boring? Is that your new character?
Yeah. I don't know if that's a character. Tom Snooze. That was my name.
Yeah, that's you in the dating world.
Yeah, he's a bore girl's death.
Mm-hmm.
I blame them, though, because they...
So do I. I blame women for not liking me.
No, it's like...
It's not me.
If they were... I got the feeling that like they wouldn't be into my real personality, so I turned on Tom Snooze, which is so...
Listen, I'm sure you're not going to like my real personality, so I'm going to give you a shitty personality. You'd like that, right?
So do you like salsa, or do you get nacho cheese, or do you mix them together?
Some
people do that, I think.
Some people like guacamole.
Oh, guacamole, yeah.
Try that. Are you a guacamole gal?
Did you know guacamole's poison to dogs? Yeah, that's why I don't get it.
That's why I buy it exclusively. Because you got to let your dogs know, do not eat my fucking food. Because
Mark's a dog murderer.
Am I a murderer? If I say, listen, this is what I eat, it's not for you. If you decide you're going to go get it.
Dogs don't have the kind of comprehension for English.
Eat at your own risk.
You're expecting too much of your dog.
Well, not anymore because it's dead. No. Now he knows. Don't eat my fucking food.
Today's episode is entitled...
Brought to you by the letter G.
The G spot.
Mm-hmm.
Bullshit. Entitled...
I know, fucking...
Come on. Oh, geez, but...
Pretty sure women don't even have vaginas.
Some don't. I just saw news about it. Anyways, today's is called Movies versus Reality. We're going to come up with
movies are way better.
A few scenarios that are nothing like that in real life.
Sex.
Or compare them. That's one of them.
Mm-hmm.
The first one I thought of was...
Good one. I was thinking the same thing the other day. It's funny that you bring that up.
We talk about it a lot, best friends. Where...
Who has a best friend?
A lot of times in TV, in the movies, you'll have this girl you grew up with and she's your best friend in the world.
Yeah, the guy-girl best friend scenario does not fucking exist in real life.
And by the way, we're talking in general, so I don't want to hear anecdotal bullshit.
No, it's actually, I have a girl and we're really good friends. Either you're a dummy or you're a fucking liar. Right. If you're a guy and a girl, well, you wouldn't be both.
If you're a guy and a girl, and you have a friend,
you're some kind of weird hermaphrodite, and you're a friend with yourself. No, if you're either a man or a woman, and you're friends with a man or a woman, you want to have sex with them. At least one of you does. That's always the case. If you're a guy and you're good friends with a girl, you want to fuck that chick, but she wants no part of you. You're her good friend.
And the way I've seen it works, now I've gotten we should just be the friends shit. But once they know they like you, they fucking distance themselves.
You're not really good
friends
anymore.
They don't want to be alone with you anymore.
Yeah.
Occasionally, you know, they'll try at first, but eventually, you know, they get a boyfriend. And guess what? Girls' boyfriends don't want them hanging out with some dude.
Plus, it's weird for the chick.
They don't care that there's like, I don't like it. I would never fuck him in a million years. Like, I don't care.
It's not good for anyone because all you're thinking about is, what the fuck, man? I really like this girl. Why doesn't she like me? And she's thinking... This is kind of weird. He just likes me. I want to be his friend, and I know he likes me. I can see it in his eyes. It's not good for anyone.
We've been friends for too long. It would be weird. You know what? If we've been friends for so long, that sounds like it's great. That's a great idea. We should get together.
No, that's just an excuse. That friends for so long, or, you know, I just
don't
see you that way.
Why don't people use that excuse to break up? Like, you know what? We're just too good of friends.
We've been dating for so long. Too long, in fact.
We're way too close.
Yeah, I know
you so
well.
I know way too much about you. I know all your tendencies and your
which yeah you know what
and...
we don't like. We want something fresh, something new.
That is why.
Listen, your vagina got too old. I fucked it
that
so many
is
times.
Why most people cheat. They're thrill
new.
They're thrill seekers. They love the thrill of that freshness of a new person,
brand new relationship. You know, you're
it's
having
exciting,
sex for the
it's
first
exhilarating.
Time.
Yet the mystery involved. Look at Mark. Mark's got a boner right now.
I do. Well, I suffer from priapism, so I mostly do have an erection.
No. Yeah. Yeah, but in real life, it just doesn't go on that way.
I know.
I know people, well, my friend.
Like I said, you're a fucking dummy, as most people are, so you can shut the fuck up.
Sick of anecdotal evidence. You see this all the time, people argue about things on the internet. Like, yeah. Well, they're wrong. Let me tell you something. I had a friend, and he told me, it's like, that means shit.
Yeah, I know.
That doesn't mean any. You can't scientifically prove anything. You can't disprove a scientific theory with your anecdotal bullshit that your buddy.
If I did not experience it, I don't give a fuck. I do not believe you. I don't trust your judgment.
I see it a lot in those. Someone will ask a question about if their girlfriend's pregnant. It's like, well, that's how I got pregnant. He was overseas at war, and he jerked off.
He mailed it in the letter.
And some of it got in his hand, and when he wrote me a letter, it got in the letter, and then I accidentally touched it.
Well, you know
my
what?
Vagina,
you know
now
what,
I'm pregnant.
No, what I do is I always retrace all the words on a letter with my pen, and then I fuck myself with my pen. So I'm pretty sure the semen got mixed up in the ink. It's a fountain pen, so yeah. And then when I penetrated myself and I released the ink, a few sperm came along for the ride. Mm-hmm. Pretty sure that's how it happened.
You can wait for weeks. You know,
especially in ink.
I've read that. The next one, you're right, Mark, sex.
Yeah, I'm always
sex on television is always, except for in comedies, which we, you know, we'll use those as examples here.
Hilarious sex. Did you see that fucking last night? I cracked up.
I'll tell you what. Sex in comedies is way more accurate than any romantic movie where the first kiss is perfect. And then their bodies are, they look so good under the light.
Well,
and
everyone's attractive in the movies. And they're, well, not so much
yeah,
in real
life.
But
even if you saw actors in, you know, harsh lighting, nude, you're going to see some stuff.
Yeah, maybe. Still way better than normal people.
You know, the first sex is, oh, it's always perfect. Like, wow, that's so great. As soon as I kissed you, I knew we were in love.
Well, that's bullshit.
In reality, a lot of times it's like, well, he's okay, I guess. Well, I'll keep it going for a little while, and then eventually it's like, well.
Let me tell you something. Fucking's fucking. It's good. I don't know.
The way I
nothing's
see
it, ever spectacular.
A lot of people, it's like build. You know, you start building a house, and you get halfway done, you're like, this looks like shit, but I'm not building a whole new one, so I'm just gonna. That's just it. This is my house now.
That's not really sex. That's more of a relationship. If
same
you want
thing.
To. Yeah.
Sex equals relationships, Mark.
Not in my book.
If a girl has sex with you, she wants to be in a relationship with you.
Yeah, that doesn't mean...
In general.
Listen, she may want to be... I may want lots of things. Doesn't mean I have them. She may want to be
in
a relationship.
Sex,
doesn't mean we are.
Sex is a relationship.
A sexual relationship is not a relationship. Not the same thing.
Semantics.
Not really. Way different. I have a relationship with my fucking sandwich. I fucking ate that shit. It's gone. Now I'll make a new one.
And the other thing you see in movies a lot is they'll be in a loud club, but having a perfectly normal conversation.
Yeah, that happens all the time. No one's yelling, or they do that kind of fake yelling, like,
Hey, did you see that new show? I like your dress. You like my what? Your dress. You made a mess? Well, clean it up. I'm not your fucking maid.
In reality, I've talked to girls at clubs, and you got to get your mouth, like, right in their ear for them to hear
you. I lick your ear hole to talk to you.
You
better
bring
some
mints to the club with you, because you're going to have to get so up close.
You got to get really up close to their ear like this.
Why would you need a mint? I could smell your ear.
That's how bad my breath is. It bounces off
that is true.
It bounces off your ear, off my face, and into your nose.
You know what the problem is? Later on, when I go home and I smell my ear, I'm like, holy shit, my ear reeks. Dude, oh my God.
You ever wonder what your ear smells like?
No, I don't.
You don't?
No, because I can't remove my ear and smell it, and I never ask someone to smell
my
ear.
You can rub it with your finger and then give it a sniff, I guess.
No, but you might smell earwax, and it has nothing to do...
That's an ear. That's what an ear would smell
like. Yeah, not the outer part of the ear. If you really jam your finger in there...
The outer part of the ear really shouldn't smell like anything.
Yeah, it shouldn't. Unless you were talking into it, then it fucking reeks.
True. Unless somebody, you know, fucked it.
Hey, ask a stranger to smell your ear.
Has a vagina ever touched your ear?
No. I'm pretending I had to think about it, but no.
Well, sometimes if you're doing like, you know, she's sitting.
If I'm penetrating a woman with my head?
If she's doing that thing where she's like above your face.
Like a
69. And you're giving her oral. That's not 69 at all, but.
If she's above my face, I'm laying down. She's
Either way.
69 position.
It could happen where you'll turn your head and she'll kind of graze it.
That hasn't happened to me.
Especially if she's got like a really, you know, real floppy.
That does happen, though.
Turkey neck.
No. Penis and mouth. That's it. Penis and mouth disease. That's all I've ever had.
And then the other thing, one other one.
All right.
is jobs. In the movies,
oh my god,
especially those romantic comedies, they always have like some awesome like job in advertising. Some job
everyone's making at least 80 grand a year in their fucking job.
They're right out of college and they're like, they're the hot shot, you know, they're the hot shot whiz kid at the ad firm.
They are. They're like 24. They're the boss now. I don't know how that happened.
Or they're about to be the boss. Like, their boss, usually the way it goes, like in Something Borrowed, where the boss is a real bitch. Or what was another one?
I'm not sure about that movie.
So. The one with where the girl turned into she was 17. Whatever, she grew up. It was like Big, but with a girl.
Oh, was it not 13 again?
Yeah, 13.
Going on 13 with 30 going on 13. Something Gardner. Whatever her face is.
So, you know, she had, like, you know, this adversary as her boss, and eventually she, you know...
It's actually a good movie.
That's the way it always works. Like,
She jumped from being 13 to being an adult, to being 27 or something like that.
Yeah, Big.
Yeah, it was a big scenario. Except not really, because it was more of a jump in her timeline. It wasn't all of a sudden, holy shit, I'm an adult!
True.
She became an adult, but it's like she's... lived that life, but except she had no recollection
between
those
ages. They always have the same stupid lesson, like, see, kids, you know, in real life, if a 13-year-old all of a sudden was 30, she wouldn't know how to live. She'd go hungry. She'd be like, oh,
yeah, I know.
I don't know how to cook anything. I don't know how to do anything.
She'd just be getting fucked all day, because you know how many guys would be taking advantage of her? Like, there's a hot Jennifer Gardner who doesn't know shit, and you just walk up to her, yeah, and you can convince her of anything. She'd suck at my dick.
Literally, and I wish I knew this when I was 13. A 13-year-old girl will say yes to you 9 or 10 times. Because they're like looking for a boyfriend. That's like, oh, you want to be my girlfriend? Sure.
Don't tell anyone. He does it now. His 13-year-old girl is his girlfriend.
And the other thing I've been led to believe is that if you don't have a job and you want one, just go somewhere and start working and they'll hire your ass.
I know. Oh, you know what I did? I don't know if you know this, but I'm president now. I just walked into the White House and started working. Started giving orders and trying to take control of the country.
Vetoing bills.
Yeah, they just gave it to me. It's like, you know what? I like your work ethic. It's like, listen, don't even pay me. I'll be president for free. They fucking gave me the job. So, you were in for a treat.
What was that movie we always used to see, made-for-TV movie? It had one of the, one of the Quaids were in there?
Jeff? Bridges.
Bridges, one of the Bridges.
Not Quaid.
Bridges.
Quaids, please. We think Randy Quaid's in there. It's one of the Bridges. Jeff Bridges. And he was a single dad. The mother died. I don't know the name of the movie.
The mother always, in movies, that's another thing.
Mothers don't run off in movies, they die.
Or they run off.
Rarely, though.
But in reality, it's a father 9 or 10 times.
Yeah.
How many times have you heard of a mother running away?
It happens, but it's more rare, yeah.
Everything happens. Mark has sex.
Yeah.
Every once in a while.
Yeah,
so that he was poor, and
last night I was fucking. Yeah.
In the movie, he spent all his life savings. We talked about this on the show before, but we'll say it again.
Yeah.
Spent all his life savings on this new tuxedo for his new job being a waiter.
Yeah, wait, and they spent their last dollar on a nice meal for the family, because he had gotten this job.
Which
he
makes
was
no
so
sense.
Happy.
Like, wait till you at least get paid to go on a spending spree.
But, you know, he spent all his money. The job was a guaranteed thing. You were hired. You're set. Now you don't have to struggle anymore to get put food on the table for your kids. Shows up for his job, and they're like, sorry, man. We had to hire this guy, boss's kid. Sorry, buddy. Tough luck.
So at the end of the movie, he
just went to a construction site.
Started pushing a wheelbarrow around.
Yeah.
Like, hey, man. Hey, what are you doing?
It's like, I'm working, man. I need a job, so I'll just work. I don't care. And after a little while, he's like, listen, you know what? Yeah, you're all right. Here.
We'll pay you.
Yeah.
Can't get you much, but here you go.
Yeah. In real life, I'm calling the police. Get the fuck out of here. You can't just start working someplace. I can't just hop behind the counter at Burger King and expect a job.
They might give you one there.
Well, traditionally, you need to fill out an application and wait for them to call you. You know, there's a process. Like, seriously, though, if I just hop behind the counter and say, I want a job.
What can you say in an interview at Burger King or any fast food place that's going to get you, like, yeah, you know, I like stealing stuff.
That's going to get you not hired?
Yeah.
Well, you know what? I think, honestly, we would have a hard time getting a job there. We're just not the right age for a Burger King worker. You either got to be 16 to 20, or you got to be.
You always hear about these college graduates who are like, "Yeah, I'm overeducated,
overqualified."
I guarantee I could get a job at McDonald's tomorrow.
Do you think? I think they'd be weirded out. Like, why do you want? You're like 30 something. You want to work at McDonald's?
Well, you'd have to point out that you had a degree because they probably wouldn't notice.
No one looks at that shit.
Yeah.
I mean,
I'm saying. You could get a job. I'd make a point like, I come in a suit and I'd be like, here's my resume. If you noticed, I graduated.
Well, you're an asshole for showing up in a fucking suit to go work at McDonald's.
Showed up in a weird colored polo shirt and a visor. Was that better?
No,
be better?
Just wear normal clothes. What you know? You don't, in any of your jobs.
I don't even notice. I'm wearing a tie during the show.
Not a suit. You're wearing a fucking gay sweater.
But, gay. All right, Mark. If you want to alienate people, go ahead.
Who's alienating anyone? The poorly dressed?
I'm dressed good. You're wearing a fucking t-shirt and a backward hat.
I'm wearing a Hotshot Whiz Kid t-shirt, which is the height of fashion.
And you pick up my style? Oh, look at him. He dresses well. What an asshole.
You're the one who's saying you dress well. I didn't say that.
Dress way better than you, dumbass. Everyone would say, there's not a person in the world who would say you dress better than me. Not a person in the world.
Really? Have you talked to my mother?
Even she would.
She'd back me up.
She'd be like, look at him. He's dressed so nice, Mark. He doesn't have a backwards hat on. He's got a nice sweater.
You know what? That's because I own a hat. You're anti-hat. Just admit it. Go ahead. I'll wait.
I wear hats off sometimes. If the sun's out. If it's raining. I'm at the ball game.
Mike's singing in the rain.
I wear a hat when it's you know.
When it's appropriate. When I deem it appropriate. Yeah. It's not. Listen, not every occasion is a hat occasion.
Exactly.
You're right. Listen, tell me your thoughts on hat etiquette. Send us an email at hotshotwizkids@gmail.com and check out the rest of our stuff during the week at hotshotwizkids.com.
And send Mark's comment about. Send angry letters about Mark's comment about my sweater at hotshotwizkids@gmail.com.
Oh, you probably went to one of those ugly Christmas sweater, like, parties,
right? That's my favorite sweater, dude. And I'm actually getting sad because it's starting to get worn out because I've worn it so much.
What's that word, sweaters?
I like sweaters. It's my fucking look.
Oh, wait. You know what? Seriously, though? When you find a nice sweater, buy two. Don't just buy one. You know what I mean? Like, if you're going to start, like...
I got to admit that I bought the sweater for $5. It was on sale, so they didn't really have any money.
At the Goodwill?
No, it was at Route 21.
Yeah. All right, anyway, HotshotWizKids.com.